listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast. A podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing. Educating. Empowering. Improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, get ready to maximize your reach and grow your selling territory. We outline the best practices to follow in ASG Episode 49, Three Easy Ways to Build Your Insurance Sales Territory, written by Roxanne Anderson. Successfully establishing your insurance business in a specific geographical area will do wonders for prospect conversion. Not sure how to develop a territory? We've got some great growth strategies you can use to increase your community presence and establish yourself as the senior health insurance professional in your area. Make use of traditional marketing. Traditional marketing methods are tried and true. While they don't always provide an immediate return, they help with getting your name out there and raising awareness of your brand. What traditional marketing methods should you employ? You can send direct mail and purchase leads. Just make sure you do it compliantly. Market in local businesses via business cards, flyers, pushcards, and more. Try placing ads in local newspapers. Take advantage of opportunities like sponsoring a local sports team, putting your ad on restaurant placemats or coffee mugs, doing radio ads, and more. The key is to find opportunities that put you in front of an audience that's most likely to need what you're selling. Build relationships with organizations. Affinity partnerships are powerful. They provide access to another group's members or patrons and feed you referrals. Which organizations make good affinity partners? A good affinity partner will help advertise your business to potential clients and generate referrals. Try teaming up with professional organizations, property and casualty insurance agencies, group insurance agencies, tax preparers, retirement planners, law firms, community organizations, senior organizations, retirement communities, libraries, churches, service organizations, senior fairs or other events like health screenings, medical organizations, doctor offices, pharmacies, grocery stores, other organizations. You can even rent a kiosk at your local mall. Best practices for building affinity partnerships. As you prepare to approach potential business partners, there are a few things you should keep in mind. Upon introducing your idea to your contact, you should explain why the group and their clients would benefit from partnering with you. Then, offer to do Medicare 101 trainings or educational events. Feel free to show our Medicare 101 video at these sessions. We'll put the link to that in our show notes so it's easy to find. You can eventually offer to do sales events, but they're a little bit of a harder sell. If the organization is interested in working with you, try getting some events on their calendars. If they do a circular, inquire if you can help fund it in exchange for some advertising space. Also, ask your contact if you can leave business cards, flyers, table toppers, or other forms of visual marketing in the building. And lastly, check if the group will host a landing page, web banner, or link that takes people to your website on their website. Looking for an easy way to promote your business? Join Ritter's MediCareful program to gain access to your own lead-generating CMS-approved site with ESOA and direct enroll capabilities, as well as materials you and your affinity partners can use to spread the word about your services. Work your existing book of business. Building a larger client base is great, but don't forget you can generate referrals, create positive word-of-mouth advertising, and increase your chance of retaining clients by putting past customers first. Treat your existing clients well by learning things about them, like their job, kids' name and ages, and favorite sports teams, to name a few. Send out birthday and anniversary cards. Host fun member events like ice cream socials, cookouts, or picnics. You can also hold annual benefit reviews. Becoming known as the neighborhood expert on Medicare takes time, dedication, and legwork, figuratively and literally. However, all that comes with the territory, now doesn't it? Just a quick compliance reminder, agents must follow CMS Medicare marketing guidelines, and we've got a few episodes that cover compliance in more detail. In episode 5, we talk about the do's and don'ts of Medicare compliance. Episode 6 covers the rules for hosting a compliant Medicare educational event, And in episode 12, we go over the rules for hosting a compliant Medicare sales event. We'll have the link to each of those episodes, as well as the other articles and our Medicare 101 video we mentioned during this episode in our show notes. Thanks for listening to this installment of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. If you like what you heard here today, chances are that someone else will too. We'd love if you took a moment to share this episode, whether it's on Facebook, on Twitter, or on LinkedIn. Feel free to tag us too, Ritter Insurance Marketing on Facebook and LinkedIn, and at RitterIM on Twitter. Thank you for listening. Thanks for your support, and we'll see you next episode.